Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks for joining us this morning. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift at 6:23. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan, Dylan hanging out as well. And tomorrow you can join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast brought to you by Miller Lite from Zuka Pizza in Smyrna. They'll be getting ready for the Thursday night pro football game while enjoying Miller Lite specials. It's Dukes and Bell tomorrow, 2 to 6 at Zuka Pizza in Smyrna. So yesterday, you know, we got all the feels out about the Falcons' injuries. We got to look ahead, see what's down the line. And this weekend, of course, the Falcons face the Saints in New Orleans. So taking a look at our defense today, everything that Jeff Ulbrich is doing, what are some bright spots that we're looking to take advantage of when we head to New Orleans? I don't want to start with what you're worried about. What's good today?
I know. You're right. It's Wednesday. I promised that by the time we got here, I would be forward-facing. I think that there is a level of ripping the scab off as the fact that the last time the Saints played, it was against the Panthers. So now I'm going back and watching tape, and I'm watching New Orleans in a lot of different ways dominate the Panthers. And I'm sitting there going, dude, this is still making me sick. So yeah, watching that tape. I mean, I think they, New Orleans does a couple of good things offensively. First and foremost, I think that they really did hit a home run with Kelvin Banks. It's unfortunate to say that the left tackle they drafted this year out of the University of Texas, still a young cat, but I think he's playing at a pretty high level for a rookie left tackle. Be curious to see if we can stress the communication level as we've done so many times to offensive fronts by running our twist stunts, running our blitzes, our blitz package, getting downhill early and everything else, and hopefully get Tyler Shuck frazzled. So that, you know, there's that. That's the one thing I do feel good about, right?
Okay. Maybe
I'd be hard-pressed to sit here and say that I don't feel good about our blitz package. It's gotten home a lot lately, and that feels good. I'm just hoping that it's not one of those things. You see Tyler Shuck a couple times against the Panthers, dips under a tackle, breaks contain, throws a ball on the run, and you're like, oh, God, that's not good. So the one thing I do feel good about, and I think you'll echo that, is the blitz package. Like, I feel good that you're going to force those guys on the offensive line to move left and right and pick up guys and communicate, and I don't know that they can do that at a high level all day.
Sure. Just come up and hug those receivers. They did too much to me against Bryce Young. They played off when they were doing that, and it allowed Bryce Young to get the ball out quickly. Not near to the point that it was last year. Yeah, I mean, dude, there's no doubt that we're getting home. I don't want to go negative because that's, you know, you wanted to.
That's what she told us not to do.
Well, I'm trying to be realistic.
Well, have to be realistic. I understand that.
The problem for me isn't then it's getting home with four at times when you don't blitz, and when you get a team you said it. What you can't do is, when you're not going to rush, when you're not going to send extra guys, and I mean anything more than four, you have to be disciplined in your lanes, because that's what happened against the Colts. It's what happened with Baker early in the season. You know, you just you cannot allow guys to move out of the pocket and make plays.
Yeah.
And it's hurt you because, you know, your whole you just can't send six people every time.
Yeah.
It does it's not realistic, especially when it's a third and 10 plus, right?
Ugh.
And that is where you've had an issue, and they've got guys that I mean, Alvin Kamara has got almost 1,000 yards in 15 games against this Falcons team over his career.
Yeah. And I'll tell you another thing that...
That's just rushing.
I'll tell you one thing that does stress me already looking at the film, and I wish we did more of this. When their running backs come out of the backfield, chipping, whatever it may be, whether it's a route, Taysom Hill does it a little bit. I know they do it with their running backs. When they have somebody in the shotgun sidecar next to the quarterback and they get out of the backfield, when the check down is there, they are always moving north and south. Like, there is none of this check down where, like, Kyle Pitts has his back to the defense and he's trying to be rangy with his arms, or like Bijan steps up in front of the defense, or they are always moving north and south. So it's very quick. Like, where they step out, they are literally running towards the goalpost, towards the end zone, as they look back at the quarterback waiting on the ball to be delivered in front of them. It's maddening that we don't do more of that offensively because of the way Bijan is able to run routes and catch the ball. And we have at times. But that's the one thing when I look at our zone, some of our inability sometimes when we are rushing four, when you drop Caden or Ronnie or whoever it is right there in the middle of the defense and you drop into that zone coverage, that running back stepping out, splitting the zone, getting north and south, catching the ball, they do a good job of when they are checking down, allowing their guys to catch the ball and make yards after the catch. And that's the thing that I think really helped them settle in against Carolina just a couple of weeks ago. And I think it really helped Tyler Shuck early on in his tenure here as the quarterback down there.
They're going to want to run the football. Like, they want to run the football. I mean, everybody wants – I think mostly everybody in the NFL wants to run the football. And the guys that don't, Ryan Grubb, get sent packing when they're an OC somewhere. Like, if you that's the downfall of I mean, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the downfall if you're an OC in the league. If you can't run the football or you don't make a conscious effort to run the football and you're not winning and it costs you games, you don't make it. They want to run the football. They haven't been very good at running the football this year, but they want to, and they weren't terrible. Again, they were over their average for the season against the Panthers.
They were over their average for a lot of things against the Panthers, and credit to them. I don't know. Like, Dave Canales couldn't get the Tampa run game figured out, and he ended up getting a head coaching job.
But they were winning, and it didn't. Yeah. It wasn't a detriment. But also, the next year they bring in Bucky Irving, and you know you see how much more dynamic that run. Bucky Irving's addition to Tampa Bay made that running game much more dynamic. Baker Mayfield also using his legs more. But Dave Canales has done what in Carolina? He's gotten the run game going.
Yeah, he's been able to run the ball.
Now, I know last week, aside, but he's been able to run the football in Carolina.
Yeah, he has.
And that's what they want to – look, they all want to do that. It's why that time of possession numbers killed the Falcons during this five-game losing streak. It's been – you, Grant, had the number – with you in post game, that time of possession number has destroyed the Falcons. And when the Falcons said we got to stop it, then they didn't. They played off enough in the secondary, and maybe it was because you had your third cornerback in there, and you didn't want to expose him, which he got exposed anyways.
I feel like I'm probably setting you up to be a little bit negative here, but I am curious where your mind was about this game at the beginning of the season versus right now. I know I'm setting you up. I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah. I don't know. It's frustrating because you remember the talking points of them in the offseason. I mean, like when they drafted Tyler Shuck, when Tyrann Mathieu retired, when they had like, you know, all these questions around like Chris Olave's future and everything else. Talese Fuaga, the left tackle they drafted 2 years ago. Like, was he a guy that they could rely on moving forward? Have they answered those questions? No. You know, but it doesn't. But all the success that you envisioned us having, and we've only won one more game than they have. That's what's frustrating. It's like, have they made strides? No. No, they haven't been good. And I don't know that they even feel like Kellen Moore is that guy. I probably do right now because they won 2 weeks ago, but
I think they've been kind of honest that they're in rebuild in a lot of ways.
Exactly.
They've won one less game than you, but one more game in the division than you. So that tells you how the season's gone. Justin Reed has decided to run his mouth and talk about 28-3, which I'm not really sure why Justin Reed decided he needed to go there, which irritates the hell out of me.
I wish you wouldn't use the word rebuild.
Why?
Because they are admittedly in rebuild mode.
I just said that.
I know. And we're admittedly in like win at all cost mode right now. And we have one more win than they do. Like, they're like, hey, throwing in the towel. We're just rebuild mode. And we're like, this is the year to go to the playoffs.
Right, like Arthur Blake was saying, this is a playoff team.
This is a playoff team.
Well, hell, they said it in 2023, and it ended with Arthur Smith getting fired, going 7-10 for like the fifth year in a row, seemingly. Like, I don't know what it's why people are upset, and that's why I understand people being upset. The problem is just. I think you need to funnel anger to the means that it needs to be funneled to each time, right? Like, it's not always – you don't lose the same reason every week. And ironically enough, this Falcons team has found a way to lose differently every week. And it's not all coach-driven. I think there has been times where it's been coaches have let – you down with game plans and scheme with how the scheme has worked out. I also think there's times where players need to make plays, make an extra point, make a tackle on 3rd and 19 or 21. Excuse me.
Look, man, let me catch because I know we're going to go to break. I think one of the reasons I'm struggling so much with this because we do this every Wednesday is I don't know what we are. I like in any aspect. Like I thought, okay. Hey, you know, the defense is this. They're going to get home. They're not going to allow you to throw the ball. They're going to stop the run this week. And, like, every week it's a set of piano keys, man. Like, it just – I don't know what –
But it's the same with the offense.
I know. That's my point is, like, we're getting these scouting reports, and now I'm looking at it going, I don't know what we are. Like, we don't really have a backbone, it feels like, in any one facet. And so for me to sit there and go, well, this is the path to victory, there's not one. They have to go out and win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And you've got to give credit to other teams as well. They're finding ways. They're just like you are game planning. They're looking for weaknesses in you and a way to exploit it. And for weeks, it was the run game. And now if you're going to show certain coverages, they know what they're going to do against that in the passing game.
Well, we're going to pick this up at 7. I do want to ask you guys, because it's been really exciting to see the sack count, right? Huge. Massive. But
There's a lot of a sack count being huge and massive is something to revel at, but maybe not. You know.
Hey yo, pause.
Dirty Mike over here.
Bro, I mean, come on. What am I supposed to do? I don't understand.
My point being, teams are still scoring on us, even though we're getting
these
sacks.
That's normally what happens when you have a big sack count. Somebody's scoring.
We'll talk about that at 7. We're going to shift gears, get our minds right. Coming up, ultimatums.
Lord. Behemoth.
Never work, do they? We'll talk about Lane's comments, the college football playoff rankings, and we've got my Mac drop. We're going to play a little game called One of My Favorite Games Ever. First word game. It is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.